Today I'm talking about something almost everyone deals with, people pleasing. It's that feeling when someone says yes, but inside really wants to say no, like agreeing to help when already too busy, or saying yes to extra work that feels too much. The goal today is to look at what people pleasing really means, and how it's not the same as just being kind. That's an important difference. We'll look at where it comes from, what is the cost of it, and most importantly, some clear and simple ways to move towards more self-respect and being true to who we are. People-pleasing can look like something good, like being kind or helpful, but underneath, it can really hurt our well-being and our relationships. Many people don't notice how much it costs them in the long run, to keep saying yes when they actually want to say no. So, what is people-pleasing really? At its core, people-pleasing is a habit. It means that we keep putting other people's needs and feelings before our own, even when it hurts us. It often comes from a deep need to feel accepted or avoid conflict. It's usually about wanting others to like us and not get upset with us. It gets confused with kindness or empathy, but they are not the same thing. And that different matters. People pleasing and kindness might look the same on the outside, but the reason behind them is very different. Now, how do we tell the difference between empathy and people pleasing? What is the dividing line? Empathy means feeling what someone else feels, or really understanding their point of view. It's more like a natural skill. Healthy empathy comes from truly listening and caring. It helps people connect in a way that feels real, warm, and satisfying for both sides. People-pleasing is different. It's not about true care. It's a behavior, often driven by fear. Fear of being judged, rejected, or upsetting someone. It usually means putting other people first while ignoring our own needs. The goal is often to feel liked, to avoid conflict, or to make someone happy, hoping they will like or love us more. But honestly, that hardly happens. In the end, it often leaves people feeling tired, unhappy, and even upset, especially when things don't turn out the way they hoped. Now, how does the people-pleasing behavior start? Understanding the root of it is very important to break the pattern. For many, it begins in childhood. A big reason is when love or approval felt like it had to be earned. Like, we had to do certain things to be accepted. It's not always about having very strict parents. Sometimes more subtle. Like, only getting praise when we did something for someone else. Over time, this teaches us to put other people first in order to feel loved or valued. The feeling of having to earn love or approval is the heart of it. It teaches people that their value depends on what they do for others. Another common cause is a strong fear of rejection or argument. This fear can make someone say yes when they really want to say no. This often comes from low self-esteem or feeling not good enough. So they ignore their own needs just to make others happy. This connects to a deep need for approval and being liked. It's that voice inside saying, I just wanted people to like me. It's hoping others will give love, care, and attention. The very things not being given to ourselves. In a way, it's looking for others to fill their gap, instead of giving those things to ourselves first. Personality also plays a role. Some people are just naturally more caring and want everyone to get along. This can make them say yes, even when they don't really want to, because they feel deeply for others or hate conflict. They care about keeping peace and makes them more likely to please others. Culture matters too. Some cultures teach people to always be nice, helpful, and put others first. Society also plays a big part. In many cases, people are taught not to set limits, especially women. For a long time, women were expected to always be kind, quiet, and helpful. If a woman spoke up, people often called her rude or gave her a bad label, and that made it harder to be assertive without feeling judged. As said above, people pleasing has many layers, like childhood experiences, fear, low self-esteem, and pressure from society. That's why so many people struggle with it. But with all these causes, what are the real effects? What actually happens when someone keeps people pleasing? The consequences of people pleasing can be serious and often bad. It can start a cycle that is hard to break. A person might feel stressed, worried, and even sad most of the time. Putting others first all the time can make someone feel worn out and drained. Over time, it can hurt their confidence and make them feel like they are not good enough. This leads to more doubt and fear inside. So people-pleasing is something people do to feel liked or accepted. But it often has the opposite effect. It makes them feel worse about themselves. They give so much to others that they forget about their own needs. Over time, they feel exhausted. Then resentment kicks in. They start feeling angry or hurt by the very people they were trying so hard to please. And here's the surprising part. Trying to protect relationships by people-pleasing can actually harm them. It makes the relationship one-sided. The other person's needs come first, while our own needs are ignored. This kind of behavior can attract the wrong kind of people. Those who take advantage of our kindness and use it to get what they want. Another big problem is losing a sense of who someone really is. When people keep trying to please others, they often push aside their own needs, wants, and true feelings. They start acting in ways that don't match who they really are, just to be liked or avoid conflict. This can lead to shallow relationships. Others might not really know the real person behind the smile. They can feel lonely and frustrating, like no one truly understands what's going on inside. Even at work, the same thing happens. Without clear limits, people take on too much, feel overwhelmed, and end up not doing the task properly. They might miss chances to learn, grow, and move forward. They feel stuck in the same place, just trying to keep up. This shows how serious people-pleasing can be. It affects many parts of life. Health, work, relationships. It can cause a lot of problems. But the reason for talking about people-pleasing isn't just to show the problems. The goal is change, real change. That's the good news. Things can get better. Now, here is the helpful part. What can be done? What simple steps help break free from people-pleasing? How can someone build confidence, respect for their needs, and feel more in control? It's a journey. It doesn't change over time. It takes time, effort, and a lot of kindness to ourselves along the way. The first big step is becoming more aware of what's going on inside and learning to accept it without harsh judgment. This means paying attention to thoughts, feelings, and choices more often. A good habit is to stop and ask, why am I saying yes? Is it because of guilt, fear of upsetting someone, just a habit, or because I really want to help? Checking in like this helps understand the true reason for saying yes. That's the first step to make choices that feel real and true. It sounds simple, but it can be hard at first, especially if someone is used to say yes without thinking. Like any new habit, it takes practice again and again to feel natural. So checking in with ourselves is not always easy, but it's very powerful. Another helpful step is learning to be our true self without hiding or pretending. It might sound a little big, but it's very strong. When someone feels okay being themselves, it becomes easier to speak up and feel confident. It also helps to notice personal strengths, the things we are really good at. This builds confidence. It makes it easier to feel more at peace with who we truly are. Self-acceptance is a big step. It means seeing the good parts and the not-so-good parts and still be okay with it, not trying to be perfect, just being real and at peace with who we truly are. This is hard because many people have a strong inner voice that's always judging and criticize. When this voice keeps pointing out what is wrong, it's hard to feel good. That's why learning to quiet this voice is very important, but also very hard. This also connects to something bigger. If we want others to stop being harsh, the first step is to stop being harsh to ourselves. That means choosing to be kind to ourselves, taking time to see what is good, is strong, and going well. It may sound simple, but it takes real practice, and with time, that kindness can grow into confidence. After self-awareness and acceptance, what comes next? The next step is setting healthy boundaries. This is very important. Boundaries are like limits people put up to protect themselves. These limits keep a person safe and feeling good in their feelings, thoughts, body, and even spirit. One way to understand boundaries is to imagine an inner circle where someone feels calm and safe. Outside that circle, it's when things start to feel stressful or uncomfortable. It's important to know where that line is for each person. Saying no is a very helpful tool, especially for people who usually say yes all the time. Saying no keeps our limits strong and helps protect our well-being. Setting boundaries is like a superpower that people need to learn. First, it's important to know our limits, then say them clearly and calmly. A good way to do this is by saying I statement, like I feel, I need. This way, we talk about our feelings without blaming others. It helps to be clear about what should change and what will happen if the boundary is not respected. The most important part is being consistent. This means sticking to our limits every time. Sometimes that means saying the same thing again calmly. Other times, it might mean leaving a situation that is not good for us. Being consistent is where the real work happens. It usually takes practice. Start by saying no in small, easy situations. Try and say things like, I can't do that right now. Or, that doesn't work for me at this time. Remember, saying no to others often means saying yes to taking care of ourselves and our time. Also, try not to give people a maybe. If you mean no, be clear, even if it feels a little hard at first. Now, what if people push back? That happens a lot. When it does, it's important to stay calm. Kindly but firmly say no again. People might be upset because they expect someone to act in a certain way. Their feeling is their problem, not ours. It's not our job to fix it by giving in. Their expectations aren't our responsibility. Another strategy is learning to speak up clearly and kindly. This is called assertive communication. There are different ways to communicate. Passive, always putting others first because of fear and feeling ignored. Aggressive, putting ourselves first by being rude or pushing others down. Assertive, the best way. It means respecting ourselves and others. It's like saying, I'm okay, you okay. Being assertive means sharing our feelings, thoughts, and opinions honestly, without hurting anyone else. It helps build confidence and respect. Now, how can we practice being assertive? Are there any easy ways to do it? The good news is there are simple techniques. One is called the broken record. This means commonly saying the same thing again and again if someone keeps pushing. For example, if someone won't accept no, just say calmly, I can't do that right now, without giving a long explanation. Another way is called fogging. This helps when someone is being critical or tricky. We agree with any true part of what they say without getting upset. This helps calm things down. For example, if someone says, you always say no and you are unhelpful, we can say, you're right. I've said no to some things lately, but I don't accept the unhelpful part. Fogging stops fights from getting worse. Also, being assertive means being real and true to ourselves. It means acting in a way that matches what we truly believe and care about. Another step is building self-esteem and self-kindness. This is very important. The main idea is to be our own best friend. Take care of our own happiness and needs first by doing things that help us feel good and cared for. Also, dealing with negative thoughts is important because the voice inside feels like a mean critic that never stops. One way to be kinder is to imagine talking to ourselves like we would to a good friend who is having a hard time. Another way is using positive phrases like affirmations. For example, say things like, I'm enough, or I deserve to be happy. Saying this often helps change bad thoughts into better ones, even if it feels strange at first. Also, learn to accept compliments. When someone says something nice, just say thank you, instead of brushing it off or saying something negative about yourself. And this is a big challenge for people pleasers, avoiding compliments. Even small changes like standing up straight and looking people in the eye can help boost confidence without saying a word. Also, it's important to celebrate small wins. Every time someone sets a boundary, says no when they want to, or speak up clearly, that's a success. Notice those moments, celebrate them. These little wins add up and help build real confidence. Now, the last and very important step is to get help from others. This work doesn't have to be done alone. Talk about these habits with someone you trust, like a good friend, mentor, or counselor. They can give advice and support. If these habits are very strong, talking to a professional, like a counselor, can really help. Also, spend time with people who respect your limits and want to see you grow, not people who want you to keep people pleasing. Having the right people around is very important. Using this step I've talked about, taking care of yourself, being aware of your own feelings, setting limits, speaking up clearly, and being kind to yourself. Doing these things helps build a real relationship and a life that feels good and true. A life where you feel connected and whole. And remember, during the journey to personal growth, there will be days we say yes when we really want to say no. And that's normal. Changing habits takes time and setbacks are part of the process. When it happens, be gentle with yourself. Notice what happened and learn from it rather than being harsh or critical. Every step, even the difficult ones, is part of learning to honor our needs and grow stronger. With each new day, we get another chance to practice, choose differently, and move closer to the life we want. And finally, changes hardly happen over time. Instead, it's a gradual and slow journey. And if you fall back, don't be harsh with yourself or dwell on self-criticism. Instead, gently remind yourself, I'm learning and growing, and that takes time. Each moment of self-forgiveness is a meaningful part of the process. Embrace your progress, however little, however subtle, and know that patience with yourself is already a sign of real change.